up on ATN, this version of it. One person dead after a U.S. Army Reserve shooting. Oh my, here we go again. Strange things are happening. The Los Angeles Lakers, it's back to back, baby. If you hate the Lakers, bummer. If you love the Lakers, then you like what happened. They beat the Celtics 83-79 in a game 7 that had some real thrills and chills at the end of it. I'm not a big hoops fan with the current version of the way they run the NBA, but it was a good game 7. I'll give it to them. I know I have a lot of friends that are upset, though, about the Celts, so it does go to the Lakers once again. We will cover it in sports when we do our little short segment, and we'll also talk about Pebble Beach, the U.S. Open, and the U.S. World Soccer Cup team. Just, you know, the World Cup is going on in South Africa, and Slovenia is the next opponent in the morning. I know I'm going to get up, drink some coffee, and watch that sucker. Because, you know, I bleed red, white, and blue, even though I'm not a big soccer fan. And apparently a lot of people are watching soccer. A lot of people are watching what's going on in Washington and just shaking their heads. On the political front, we have now Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, saying that the feds will definitely sue over the Arizona immigration law. The governor is vowing to continue to fight. Then you've got the Republican Congressman Joe Barton from Texas, who was just inches away from losing his gig or his position on a powerful committee after accusing the White House of a $20 billion shakedown of BP. Because what happened was Tony Hayward was getting grilled on the Hill, the CEO of BP, and in essence, Barton apologized to him. Immediately, Republicans, top Republicans, came out of the woodwork to say that Barton was wrong. Then Barton came back and pretty much took back what he said, apologized for what he said, in essence, ate his words. So there were some interesting things happening today in D.C. First off the bat, here was Congressman Bart Stupak, who was annoyed about the whole idea that this company would actually try to save money by shoving safety aside. Check this out.
Are you trying to tell me you have not reached a conclusion that BP really cut corners here?
I think it's too early to reach conclusions with respect, Mr. Chairman. The investigations are ongoing.
And that's what I would have said if I were his lawyer. I would have told him, just say it's ongoing. He did at one point, the CEO, say that he understands the way Americans are feeling. Here was that.
I hear and understand the concerns, frustrations, and anger being voiced across the country. And I know that these sentiments will continue until the leak is stopped and until we prove through our actions that we are doing the right thing.
All right, doing the right thing indeed. Here's what's not being done. And coming up, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about why we cannot have foreign ships, like some of the big tankers from Persia, from the Persian Gulf area, come in and help us with the rigs that they have to clean the oil. It's because of the Jones Act. We're going to talk to Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty, about that very thing. Why wasn't it waived? It's been waived before in the past. It was waived when Katrina was going on. Bush waived it so we could get some help, but we can't get help. And this has infuriated the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal. So it was weeks ago when he said, I'm just going to have to do what I have to do down here. I'm not getting the help I need, all that sort of stuff. There are 16 barges that were out there, and they're not there at this hour, but when it's daylight, they were out there vacuuming up as much oil as possible. The people on the barge had hazmat suits on and gas masks, and they had steel canisters to put the oil in. It was working pretty well. The Coast Guard was infuriated with this process, came up with a way to stop them, went out and started to quiz one of them all to stop, ordered them all to stop, and they were getting lots of the stuff up. But wanted them to stop because they needed to have a fire extinguisher, they needed to have a life vest, they wanted to make sure they checked every single barge that they had that, and then some other issues with some red tape nonsense. I thought Jindal happened to tune in and see something he was saying. I thought his head was going to pop off the top of his body. I'm not kidding you. I don't know that I've ever seen a politician. Well, maybe that's not true. But he would certainly be up there as somebody who you could feel the anger. You could just feel it radiate off of him. And normally he is pretty collected. He is pretty calm. And he certainly wasn't about the barges, because he really is trying to do whatever he can to help get something for the people there, get the oil cleaned up, have a resolution, as much resolution as you can get. And he's been stopped by a lot of nonsense along the way. So we're going to get to that coming up in a couple of segments. We're going to talk more about the oil spill and what happened and stopping ships and these barges too, temporarily stopping them as well. Also at the end of the hour, we've got We Can Count. And boy, we have some interesting We Can Counts that we're going to talk about when we jam to that segment. This was a very sad story that was a blip on my computer screen today earlier when I was running around swamp doing stuff, and you might have been sitting at a desk somewhere and saw this too. And anyway, you've got one person dead, you have one person in custody. There was a shooting at an Army Reserve Center in Forest Park, Georgia. It was a reservist who was killed, and you got another one in custody, and this is a post south of Atlanta. That's where Forest Park is. A lot of reserve units go there. That's where they gather. So the victim died, boom, right at the center. And they weren't telling you very much when it first started to unfold. Even my sources at the Pentagon didn't know too much. And that's normal, because they don't say the names of the soldiers. They have to notify the family members. And that's when it becomes abnormal. When if there's something off, everything stopped. Remember Hassan and what happened at Fort Hood, a little bit of a different situation. But it's unclear whether there was anyone else there when the shooting happened. Was there any civilians there? It didn't seem as though there were. It's one of three Georgia military bases that's supposed to shut down. You know, they do all these base closures, and they decided that back in 2005 that this would be one that would go. So the post was a big headquarter for the Army Recruiting Brigade and the 1st U.S. Army. They do reserve, basically a National Guard training east of the Mississippi. And you've got Air Force Exchange distribution region folks there. And I'm just giving you a sense of who would be around. Criminal investigation, you got it, yada, yada, right? So it is a popular gathering spot. By the grace of God, there weren't more people there. You have Anthony Todd Saxon, who was charged with impersonating an Army Master Sergeant and stealing the infra-laser targeting site. It was unclear as to what he was going to do with what he actually had grabbed. So there are some strange things. There was a bizarre arrest on Tuesday, and that is what I'm talking about there. You had the former National Guardsman who was caught with a landmine, grenades and those night vision devices. And now you have this happen on the heels of it, so it's crazy. Stay with us.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 17, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1238.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1271.33, 635.66 for a half ounce, or 317.83 for the quarter ounce. That's 1271.33, 635.66, or 317.83.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
The latest from the Blago trial, we'll get to that. That's right, the former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, who's accused of trying to sell Barack Obama's state Senate seat once he left to run for, well, once he left to go to the U.S. Senate and run for, ultimately, the President of the United States. So we'll jump to that. This is crazy. Some crazy things are happening. We've got a few fruits and nuts, but that's coming up in our next hour. At the end of the hour, we can count. And let me tell you, Newt Gingrich says he can count the ways that the president's approach to the Gulf spill made it that much worse. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hello, Tom.
How y'all doing tonight?
Excellent. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I stayed under the AC today, so it's not too bad.
That's good.
I got a couple of things I want to say here. First off, the professor that wrote the book, might as well not call them Marxists. Why don't you just call them what the hell they are? They're communists. And let me ask you this. You know, I was in my 20s back in the 60s, and I was in San Francisco when it all started. Do you know really what the word hippie means?
Well, you're going to tell me, but okay, I know what a hippie is, but go ahead, tell me what it means.
Helping independent people perpetuate individual equality.
There you go.
Exactly, and we all worked.
Yeah.
It wasn't just sex and drugs.
Yeah.
So, now Dana, as soon as they intrude in that pipe, it explodes long before the 20-mile-away people ever figured it out.
Yeah, it exploded before they shut it down.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But now the thing is I want to know how many people out there are willing to stand up for freedom. Now, I'll tell you right now, I'm willing to stand up and give my life for freedom because I do not want to lay down and live as a communist.
Do you think it's really going to come to that? Are you worried that really, Tom, that it's going to get to that point where it's going to get violent? Do you think so?
I think that the president has surrounded himself with violent revolutionaries. Google them. See what they are.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're referring to. But I don't, I mean, I think of the massive amounts of people. I think of the blowback. I think of the people that are, that all of us that are trying to put up a wall and say, whoa, 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 and this is the price of freedom, okay, but we're verbalizing all that. I don't know that I think it comes, I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope you hope it doesn't come to that, though.
Well, I wouldn't like to see it come to that, but,
no.
But you know, I saw an interview with one of the men from the Bilderbergs. There's only 140 of them that decide everything. And that man said that there are too many people that are using our resources and our air that are not contributing anything to society. And we need to get rid of about 300 million.
Really? Well, I didn't see that interview. Boy, that would have been a frightening thing to watch.
Listen, those guys are, they're not playing.
Yeah.
Google the Bilderbergers.
Yeah.
You'll find out. There's only 140 of them in the whole world.
Yeah.
They make the big decisions, and everybody else follows it.
Yeah.
Well,
I do believe there is a difference. It's like the haves and the have-nots, and the people that have more control, and the sleight of hand, the three-card Monty is the way I call it, where you're the outside card, and you don't really know what's going on the inside. But I hope it doesn't come to another civil war, if you will.
Well, it probably won't, but I can say one thing. If it comes to communism or the Constitution, war's on.
All right, Tom, you have a great weekend.
Yeah, on yourself.
Okay, so Tom's saying he can feel it. He feels like with everything that's happening, and I understand that part, but I call me a glasses half full person, not naive, because I do my homework. I've talked to enough people about it. We do know there are things going on that, you know, a lot of people don't want us to know about, but that's always been happening. How deep does it go? And, you know, really seriously, is there a line out there? Is that what it comes to? The price of freedom and then the Constitution? Is it that we're just ripping up the Constitution? And I don't think so. I hope that that doesn't happen. I understand why there are rumblings. I understand why people feel that way. There are crazy, crazy things being proposed. There are ridiculous amounts of taxes that could be coming your way soon. I use this expression a lot. It's like we're about to be pickpocketed. So I understand that. And then you see the outrageous amount of debt. You see what's happening with that. We compare that to the euro, the situation in Greece. Absolutely. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello. Don, how are you?
Hi, your thing took a second to click over.
That's okay.
Hey, you know, it's interesting, Kate, is I like what Tom said, but you know what, Kate? This is called, this will go down as the silent revolution. Say, there's not going to be any shots fired. Okay, Kate, this is just a matter of the way people think and believe. Okay? You know, I don't want, you know, capitalism has its problems. There's greed. There's, you know.
Sure.
Not caring for the poor as much as they ought to, you know.
Sure.
You know, we're in a society right now to where people can, you know, if you know, you're a child and you do your grade, you study hard and you go to college, you know, and most likely you're going to be able to get a good job. And you're going to be able to make lots of money. And then you have people that don't do that. The majority of people don't, okay? They screw around in school or whatever. And maybe like in my case, they never had the money to go to college then. You know, I had enough for a year and a half, and that was it. You know, and maybe they don't have the, you know, rich parents or the parents who saved the money to make sure their kids could go to school. And so they don't go to school, so they get into the work world. You know, and then they can't provide for themselves 100%. They can't, you know, and they start relying on the government. When you start relying on the government, you start leaning towards socialism.
Yeah, I get that.
And then socialism, of course, when you get the wrong type of leaders at the top, you know, Oh, they sit there, you know, the more of these, you know, that's part of the problem I have with the illegal immigration, Kate. You know, most of them are coming over, they're working, and they're, you know, they're probably paying what little bit of taxes that they pay. Probably the biggest problem we've got in America right now, the number one issue that needs to be resolved is the tax system. You know, when you're sitting there saying 47% of American people don't pay taxes, meaning, yeah, you get it taken out of your check, but you get it back in the tax return. You know, that's just not right. I mean,
I agree. Absolutely.
And the bigger that group grows, you know, and they might be a few people that come across, you know, and come into the United States illegal and eventually become extremely successful businessmen and, you know, et cetera. And there might be a few of them, but the majority of them are just coming across to get a simple job that pays $10 an hour, which is twice, three times as much as they would get paid at home, you know, or you know, and as that group keeps growing, and where they're not supplying money to the government that the government needs to take care of their social services, then Kate, we're out of path headed to socialism. And all you got to do once you're a socialist country is to have the government just take away your rights. And then what do you got? You got a communist society. What is a communist society? It's real simple. The government runs everything. They run the companies. They run everything. They give you your, you know, you have no rights. You can't fight back. You can't, you know, I mean, look at it. They're trying to take away the gun rights. They're trying to take away, shut down talk radio. Because, you know, these are
the fairness
doctrine right now, are little communists that are running the country. They want to shut down talk radio. Why? Because they can't defend themselves in a debate on talk radio. Can you imagine if Obama ever tried to go to an interview with Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or any of them?
Yeah.
He'd get whipped, you know? And so, you know, I just see it as a situation where I don't think it's going to be like China trying to fight us to dominate, Kate. This is just something internal, you know, and like you said, hopefully we've got enough people that can sit back and deter this from happening.
Sure. That can help build that wall, because I don't think we'll get to the point where it's, you know, I've got a gun, you have a gun, what side are you on? I mean, let's hope that doesn't happen. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen for Tom's sake, for my sake, for your sake, for anyone.
Hey, last two things real quick, Kate. Unfortunately, the scummiest team in the history of professional sports won the state title again tonight.
Woohoo, the Lakers. Hey, we're up against. We got to let you go. Whoa. We got to let you go on the Lakers note. I'm sorry. You have a great weekend. I love that, Don, we end with you calling the Lakers the scummiest team. Don is a huge, huge Jazz fan. Hang through.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
You know, this weekend marks 60 days of battling the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. This week, there was more grilling on the Hill, and the short, sweet, and very weak Oval Office address to the nation by the president. We've been talking about the blunders coming out of Washington really since day one. Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty, wrote a terrific op-ed piece in the Daily Caller that mixes in something we also have been focusing on, and it's Obama rejecting foreign help. Get some of that aid. Instead, choosing to cozy up to labor, at least that's what we all think, right? So, Andrew, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
My absolute pleasure, and you really set it up very, very nicely there.
Yeah, so in talking about that, first of all, there's a little thing called a very obscure law that I learned all about probably 6 or 7 months ago called the Jones Act. Explain to everyone what the Jones Act is.
Well, I mean, the Jones Act is like a lot of these holdovers from the early 20th century, these sort of protectionist laws that are anti-market. They are set up sort of to protect, like a protectionist racket almost, to, you know, some sort of interest that gets set aside. In this case, it says that if you are going to do business in the waters of the United States, you have to do it in a U.S.-built ship with a U.S. crew. And so, you know, they are holding everything in abeyance, you know, because of this obscure act, essentially to protect and to protect jobs and save themselves from the ire of big labor. And of course, you know, it has all culminated in this evening. And the news reports have just started to come in. The Coast Guard has, in fact, stopped some of these foreign ships from entering the waters around Louisiana under the auspices of conducting safety inspections. We're trying to get the details right now to see exactly what's going on, but it's become very clear that once again, this is, and you got to understand, Kate, this is just one of a number of examples in which the Obama administration has been playing politics, and in doing so has been incredibly obstructionist in terms of responding to this spill. This happens to be one of the more pernicious aspects of it, but nevertheless, it's one of many.
It makes no sense, though. I mean, because why wouldn't you just waive the Jones Act, which the president has the power to do, grab the help from the people who have the equipment, for goodness sake, and absolutely the know-how to clean up oil spills from the Middle East, because that's where a lot of them have happened. That's where these big ships are coming from. It makes no sense to me. Why wouldn't he do it? I mean, I guess you explained that because of the labor deal, but still, I would think there'd be more pull to clean this stuff up.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, this is why, and I didn't jump on the administration immediately. Actually, you know, one of the rare occasions where I didn't have a knee-jerk reaction to something the administration did. I think this administration fundamentally does not understand the way the world works.
Mm.
And so, you know, it's while they're, you know, clearly with the Jones Act and their hesitation at waiving it, which is within their power to do, certainly President Bush waived the Jones Act and Davis-Bacon and a whole host of other regulatory schemes that got in the way of responding to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. But this administration seems incapable at formulating a response plan that correctly prioritizes the public policy problems that are out there. And what I mean by that, they are so focused on stuff that is 10, 12, 100 steps down the road. You know, holding BP liable for paying X, Y, and Z dollar out and setting up the disbursement fund. You know, all of this stuff, it goes without saying that we want to hold BP liable for the damage that they've done. But that is not what should be the priority of the White House right now. And even Democrats agree that the priority of the White House right now, number one, is getting control of the oil that's gushing into the Gulf. And number two is helping to facilitate the cleanup of what's there. Everything else is secondary, tertiary, fourth order of magnitude, fifth order of magnitude. It's all so far down the list that, you know, it's just astounding to me.
Mm.
So, you know, really in the end, what happens is we have this situation in which the president is quite literally playing politics with the response plan, which is something that he's done before. In terms of other crises, I mean, we have had, and this is in this op-ed that I wrote, you know, with the response to the financial crisis, we had such a convoluted response to that because the president needed to make sure that his constituents got their piece of the pie. You know, you had to make sure that it wasn't just individuals being allowed to spend their own money in order to shore up the economy. You had to make sure that it was going not just to business, but businesses that are heavily unionized so that their folks could get their piece of the pie. This is, as you know, the most serious ecological disaster the nation has ever faced. The time for this kind of baffle garb or BS or whatever you want to call it is past. The president's job is to facilitate response and cleanup. And he is most certainly not doing that.
Yeah, and it's interesting if he's even Democrats and even the most liberal of the media actually kind of gave it to him for his very tepid and, as I called, weak speech, short speech from the Oval Office just a couple of days ago. And wouldn't he have been actually a bigger hero if he had just come on, Andrew, and said, listen, we're reaching out for help to a group of people who we've helped a lot of times, but they've got the know-how when it comes to cleaning up the spills, so we're going to waive the Jones Act, bring these boys in, help us suck some of this oil up, use some of that equipment that, you know, Governor Jindal's been screaming about, that they need more skimmers, and we may have much more success at stopping what's heading into the wetlands and onto those beaches in Alabama and Mississippi, and we don't know how far it's going to go down Florida. Even though he risks it with the politics of labor, don't you think in the end the poll numbers would have been better and he would have come out better on the other end?
I think this shows his inexperience. I mean, and this is not to sort of pile on, but the bottom line is, say what you will about George W. Bush, when he, you know, put together a response plan, he put together a response plan. In the end, you may not have liked what he did down with Katrina and Rita, and there certainly were screw-ups with regards to what he did, but he got a plan, and he acted like a leader. And that's, I think, what Americans wanted out of Barack Obama, and that's why the left has been so disappointed in all of this. And, I mean, this is coming from – I listen to far left-wing media quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And you've got just the guys have just been so profoundly disappointed. And then to top it all off, you have this the last couple of days of what's not, been nothing more than kabuki theater up on Capitol Hill, which has frustrated and angered so many folks because, you know, they recognize that nothing comes out of senators and members of the House just sitting there railing against BP. It doesn't solve anything.
Right.
And what people want is a president and members of Congress, but most especially a president is going to say, here is the plan. What did the president do? He convened a group of experts whose purpose was to figure out the best way to punish BP. That's not what Americans wanted in the end, and not what they're going to want. They want someone who's going to say, okay, we're bringing in, we're waiving the Jones Act, we're waiving this, we're going to waive the Endangered Species Act. We're going to recognize that the Clean Water Act's provisions on toxins, we're going to waive those because, you know, while the dispersant may kill fish, the oil is 100% deadly to these fish, and we need to disperse that. But no, these guys just sort of sat there sat on their hands mm-hmm. and, overanalyzed everything. And every time somebody tried to propose a solution to the problem, the administration essentially said, no, wait a minute, you can't do that. I want to give you a really good example. Outside of Pensacola, Florida, is something called Perdido Key, which is an island. It's one of these small little islands outside of Pensacola Bay. And
sure.
It's one of these places where you could have stopped the oil from coming into Pensacola Bay. What did the administration literally, they were engaging in this, over-analysis of the response plan put together by the locals, and what happened? The oil went right into Perdido Key. Mm-hmm. And they just sort of all looked there and said, this is just such a shame. And I was supposed to go down to the Gulf Coast this summer for my vacation. I was supposed to go down to Destin, Florida. And literally we had vacillated back and forth. We decided we weren't going to do it. Then we decided we were going to do it. And sure enough, literally as I was about to make the hotel reservations today, we find out yesterday that the big tarball started to wash ashore and the oil is just right off the coast. I mean, it is just such a tragedy. And it's largely because these guys have sat on their hands and
I
done
agree.
Nothing.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting because I'm going to the Gulf. I'm going to Tampa, and I'm wondering it could be the same thing. Who knows? But by the time all this stuff starts leaking out. One last one. I mean, I'll tell you what. If I could be a fly on the wall, I would love to hear what the BP guys are saying behind the scenes. Because like you said, I mean, of course, you know, hey, they get beat up. They know that. They've apologized, all the other stuff and whatever. And of course, it's their rig. It went down, all that stuff that we talked about in the beginning. But wouldn't you think that they would have appreciated if those ships had been allowed in? Because by now, who knows, we might have had much more of this stuff cleaned up if we had had those big tankers there. And it really would have saved the rear ends of some of the BP guys, probably.
And BP would have been, I'm sure BP would have been happy and would still be happy to pick up the tab for all this stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Is that, you know, you get the feds out of the picture. There was an earlier op-ed that never really got picked up by anybody, in which I talked about the sort of the free market responses to this, the stuff that BP could be doing should the federal government just simply get out of their way and let them do it. And it starts with the letting average everyday individuals who've got some sort of technological solution to the problem to deploy their responses out in the water. Let the Costner brothers get out there. Pay a bounty for every gallon of oil that's picked up. Do the same thing on the shores.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. What a way to end this. Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty. Thanks. We appreciate it.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We start off this edition of We Can Count with the Los Angeles Lakers victory, 83-79. In the final game 7, so there was a big celebration for the Lakers, and this is back-to-back for this team, and it is their 16th championship of all time. Hey, flip a coin. Could have been Boston, could have been the Lakers, but it seemed like the Lakers were a team of destiny once again this time around. I know I said this in a previous hour, but you look at the Kobe Bryant stats and you watch how he plays, and not that there aren't supporting players that stepped up and were incredible for the Lakers, but this was just the team of destiny once again. And 16 is a lot for a franchise, but back-to-back is a huge feat these days. A lot of people thought that Cleveland might be in there. They were knocked out early. And LeBron James, there was the big question mark over his future. Speaking of being knocked out early, in golf, it's all about making the cut over the weekend. Do you get into Saturday and Sunday? Are you playing? It's moving day, and there's a three-way tie after the first round of the U.S. Open. Because it's our Open, it's a big deal, just like in tennis or in other events. What's strange is Tiger Woods has been having problems, so maybe that's not that strange, but he didn't do well, and neither did Phil Mickelson. People watch for the two of them, and they're just popular players, even despite all the craziness with Tiger Woods and the, what was it, 122 other women. Everybody there is just watching to see how he plays. But Pebble Beach looked pretty tough. I watched a little bit of it in the windy conditions, some of the holes that are by the water, and you could tell that the greens were hard, and I think that's why a lot of the guys struggled. But it certainly was clear when you looked at the way Tiger Woods was playing, and also Phil Mickelson, too. No birdies, nothing was working for either one of them. And it's a question of, you know, do they stay in it or do they miss the cut? There were some dramatic shots worth mentioning. And since this is Week Can Count, Mike Weir chipped in for a birdie on the 16th to reach 3 under. But then this is typical of what happens. That's why some of you listening, you go out to your Muni course, but you know you throw your clubs around and you just put down the sport for a while. He bogeyed the final two holes, so he ended up with a 70. And that's what happens to you when you play an open, and especially on a course like Pebble. So too early to tell what will happen and whether those guys will make it or not, but so far, not a good start to this. Will they be in the money, in the hunt, whatever, on Saturday and Sunday? Like the Lakers, they're definitely in. The futures of those two in the open, not. Let's move along to mortgages. The feds bust 485 mortgage fraudsters, they say. The Justice Department trumpeted its efforts. That's the best adjective I could think of, and others used it, to tout the crackdown on the fraud. I mean, 485, that's, then who knows, it's just the beginning of this. The Attorney General and the FBI Director were both thrilled beyond belief. They held a joint news conference to introduce, do you like the name of this? Yeah, they always come up with clever names for operations. Operation Stolen Dreams, that's what they were calling it. It was a 3-month-long takedown of mortgage schemes throughout the country. So there are 21 agencies altogether involved. Here's the key, how much money. They say the fraud has already resulted in losses of about $2.3 billion. And we know what happened to the economy. The mortgages were passed all over the place. Who knows who owns the mortgages anymore? It's like, follow the mortgage. And the FBI director, Robert Mueller, said the FBI is pursuing more than 3,000 fraud cases, and they think more arrests are going to happen, too, that this is just the beginning of it. But I still think that's a pretty robust number for the few months that they've been at it. You know, that whole countrywide thing, what a party that turned out to be, and how the mortgages, you know, they didn't ask anybody any questions. Do you have a job? Yeah. Okay. You want a, what, $500,000 house? Great, you qualify. Now, as a result, sadly, the problem is, and earlier in the week we had one of the big construction companies on, and what Preston McAfee was talking about is you can't get the money. People have projects and they can line up everything, but then when it comes to getting the money, they can't get the loans, and the average guy can't get the loans either sometimes, and for crazy things. So that's the other part of this equation. If the banks aren't going to lend, then how are things going to turn around? And there's, and in some cases they're afraid to do that because of what happened in the past. All right, here's a lighter one. Anybody eat SpaghettiOs out there? Good old-fashioned can of SpaghettiOs with those little tiny baby meatballs. Campbell Soup is recalling about 15 pounds of this stuff because of possible under-processing. When have you ever heard that? And it's the 14-ounce cans. And if you have a can of SpaghettiOs, just look at the date on it. It'll say used by June 2010, and then December 2011, that would be on the bottom, too. So it's SpaghettiOs with meatballs. They have a whole bunch of them. SpaghettiOs with fun shapes, they're on there, too. And, you know, actually, I probably know a lot of people that still eat SpaghettiOs. Donovan, do you eat ramen noodles or SpaghettiOs or any of that kind of stuff?
I tend to eat ramen noodles, but SpaghettiOs are not really to my taste.
Yeah, they're not to my taste anymore either. When I was three, maybe, but I'm with you on the ramen noodles thing. We're probably pretty safe there with the way they package that. But 15 million pounds is a lot, so if you do have one in your cupboard, you might want to check it just in case. When I saw that number, it just jumped out at me. I said, oh, are you kidding? 15 million? Sadly, I wanted to try to keep this a little bit lighter, but there was a mine blast that killed 11 and has trapped 61. Boy, people in the mining industry, you know, they know that going in. This time we're talking about, you know where it was? Bogota, Colombia. And they've got rescue operations that they had to stop. There was an explosion, so they know that 11 were dead. The bunch of others trapped, at least 62. That's the number I said. Six of the 79 combined on the ship survived the blast, and they actually just walked out. And it's all about where you are in the mine. And they're trying to figure out what it was. Well, right now they suspended the rescue deal because they've got the gases. You know, there's always that thing with the methane gases, and there's danger of explosions. So you can't touch it. You can't go in there. You can't drill anything. And they're worried about cave-ins. So it's pretty sad. The people in the caves, or in the mines, rather, that are trapped, probably not good for them because it's that clock that's ticking. And when the clock is ticking and you can't, what can you do? You can't do that if the methane is present. So until it's safe, it's just as dangerous for the people inside as the people outside. And it's just a waiting game as to whether or not, you know, you're going to have any more survive. Those that were there that were able to walk out, they weren't able to actually go and rescue anyone. Sun up, they start the whole thing all over again and hope that the toxic gas is nowhere to be smelled or seen, and then they're okay. All right, and also we're going to end on this one. Shocking whenever you hear about stuff like this, but a Michigan judge ordered a 13-year-old boy convicted of murdering a woman during a robbery to remain in juvenile detention, and he'll be there until he turns 21. He actually committed the crime when he was 12. They're going to reevaluate him after his 21st birthday, see what happens there, and whether he'll be released from custody or sentenced as an adult to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And you know, this is what you have to be really careful with here. We've seen this go in two different directions, where somebody was a juvie, then there was, you know, then they were up before a board as to whether or not they would go into the system as an adult, got out, and went right into the whole repeat offender thing from the things that they learn from the juvenile detention. But sad story there. He was found guilty of murdering Trisha Babcock during that robbery. She was in her parked car, and he just went to get the money. Any thoughts about anything, you know what to do, americatonight.net.